The Fred Allen Show, specially rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Here are Fred Allen, Portland Hoffa, the Mighty Allen Art Players, High Low Jack and the Dame, and Al Goodman, his chorus and orchestra.
Gentlemen, the giant plane Constellation flew from California to Washington, D.C. in the record time of 6 hours and 58 minutes. Tonight, we bring you a man who knows a man whose brother-in-law saw the Constellation pass over Butler, Missouri. He's Fred Allen.
Thank you. Someone lost a dog in here, Jim. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And, Jimmy, you're wrong about that new transport holding the record. The record cross-country flight from California East was made by a man I know.
What man?
Well, Jack Benny holds the record, Jimmy.
Jack Benny?
After he made his last picture at Warner Brothers, Benny went from Hollywood back to Waukegan in 3 hours flat. That's a much better time than he...
So Jack made some time, didn't he?
He lays eggs on our program, too, doesn't he? Hard to find a man who is ambidextrous, you know, in the matter of foul. You said Jack made some time.
Oh, he was really going, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He had, well, of course, he had a tailwind coming out of Hollywood, and the Warner Brothers in person chased him as far as Albuquerque. Two nephews of the Warner Brothers took it up from there, and that's really how Benny made his record.
You know, Mr. Allen.
Well, Portman. Portland, you look a little stout tonight.
Yes, ma'am, but Wally made this potato week.
Oh, potato week, huh?
Uh-huh. And Mama and I have been eating potatoes 3 times a day.
3 times a day. Well, there's a lot of starch in potatoes.
I know. Mama has a stiff leg.
Oh, fine. Well, after eating potatoes for 7 days, your stomach must think you're in Idaho.
Did you observe...
Now, wait a minute. Let's thrash this out. Now, what was wrong? Of course, people in Idaho don't mind eating potatoes. They lay around. They have a big Davenport in the States, you know.
The mayor says next week is Egg Week.
Well, I must remember to get fried, Portland. Tell me, why is the mayor having these different food weeks?
There's a surplus of potatoes, and the hens are laying too many eggs.
Well, why doesn't the mayor speak to the hens?
He isn't tall enough to look over a nest.
Well, he can poke a hole through the bottom of a nest and look up, and good luck to him. Someday we will be rescinded. I know an order. What else is hot, Portland?
Did you hear Frank Sinatra on the radio with Major Bowes?
Oh, no. I'd have liked to have seen the Major standing next to Sinatra. It must have looked like flesh and fantasy. And after that gag, I think I'd better get down to Allen's Alley, Portland.
What is your question tonight?
Well, the big thing in New York right now, as you know, is the circus at Madison Square Garden. The Ringling, Barnum & Bailey show is bigger and better than ever. And since everyone is clamoring to get in to see the big show, our question is, what feature of the circus did you like best this year?
Shall we go?
As the big wasp said to the little wasp, let's buzz along. Here is a gentleman who can kiss a girl and brush her off at the same time. Well, here we are back in Allen's Alley, Portland. Let's see if our friend the senator is in.
Yes?
Senator, that beard doesn't strain your voice, does it? If you're talking... Senator Bloat, how do you feel about the circus this year?
Oh, the show is great. Just one thing bothers me about the circus.
What, Senator?
While the lions are eating, crowds stand around outside the cages feeding with the lions.
Oh, you want these crowds broken up?
Yes. If my bill, the vote bill, goes through,
yes,
a sign will be placed in every lion's cage.
And that sign will read?
Attention, lions. Do not throw meat out to people.
Well, the senator will probably get Frank Buck's vote this year. Let's try this next door here. Mrs. Prawn. Mrs. Prawn, did you enjoy the circus?
No. I had too much trouble with my old maid sister.
Your sister's an old maid?
For 40 years, she's been trying to trap a man. She's still trying.
Well, what happened at the circus?
We just got inside.
Yes?
A bunch of midgets went by.
I see.
My sister shrieked, "Not that! Not that!" and fainted.
Well, why should your old maid sister faint seeing a few midgets?
She thought they were rationing men.
Well, that brings us to the pre-stuck oat shanty at the end of the alley. I hate to think what may happen here.
Let whistles blast, let sirens scream, here is Falstaff on the beam.
Manhole Minnesinger Openshaw. You have more odes tonight?
My briefcase is straining at the zipper.
Oh, fine.
Have you heard? Said the tongue to the stamp, if you don't stop sticking, brother, am I going to give you a licking?
No, I don't think so.
Or, it's easy to slice tomatoes my mother finds. She pushes them through the Venetian blind. My grandfather has a wooden leg. My grandfather likes to lumber. And every time he starts to dance, does Grandpa shake his lumber.
Now, look, Falstaff, if you keep this up, our program will have to subpoena listeners. Tonight, it so happens, we are talking about the circus.
Precisely, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, all right, all right. What is your circus form called?
Alack, alack, what is a yak?
Well, how does it go?
Each year, I go to the circus to sample the pink lemonade and see the tumblers and clowns to hear the calliope play. But there's always one thing at the circus that contrives to spoil my visit. It's a weird and smelly quadruped. It's spelled Y-A-K. What is it? Alas, alack, what is a yak? It's hairy in front and bald in the back. It looks like an elk or one of them llamas. Or it could be a cow wearing shaggy pajamas. It might be a stallion whose skin is slack. Alas, alack, what is a yak? When I see a yak, it starts me thinking. Falstaff, I think this can drive you to drinking. Under this strain, you've got a crack. If no one defines this zoo's sad sack, you'll go through life babbling like a whack. Alas, alack, what is a yak?
Falstaff takes his departure. Maestro Goodman beckons to Hilo Jack and the Dame. Their song, dedicated to Mr. Morgenthau, is Take It Easy.
In the gas, it's the moment ever so tender. Maybe you surrender, but you move too fast. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when the dance is slow? Take it easy. Take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy. Take it easy. We've got lots of time ahead of us tonight. It's young. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't you know that music should be played instead of swung? Take your time. Take your time. Get with me. Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, take it easy. You're too far away for me to whisper in your ear. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know you only get the present to the year? Take your time, slow if you please. Take it easy, if you're gonna feel that our romance will hit a bone. Take it easy. You know you're not supposed to make a run, but jump.
Was Is My Baby Blue Tonight, just a sample, played by Al Goodman and 25 men who are auditioning for Nails Smith, who is Spike Jones' uncle. Tell me, does your mother like baseball?
Yes. Yeah, Mama would have made a good umpire.
How do you mean?
Mama never thinks a man is safe if he's out.
Well, enough about baseball, Portland. I have something on the fire. You know, I may produce a big Broadway show shortly. I have the story all written. I have the actors. All I need is the money.
Did you find an angel?
No, but I think I've got a pigeon. The other night, I happened to go into Lindy's to get a fast calorie. As I passed the table, I heard a voice say,
"Hey, Fred,
Oscar LeVan." Oscar, do you mind if I sit here and talk until the waiter comes?
No, Fred. What can we talk about?
Well, let's talk about you.
No, let's pick a pleasant subject. To me, I'm repulsive.
Well, let's talk about me.
To me, you're repulsive, too.
That's your weakness, Oscar, that rancid repartee of yours. You'll never make friends that way.
I'm not interested in making friends, Fred.
Why not?
Well, a man with too many friends has no time to himself. He never gets anything done.
Well, how do you mean?
Haven't you ever heard people say, "Yes, poor Sidney's got $1 million, but he hasn't got a friend in the world."
Oh, many times.
Then there's the other guy. His feet are sticking out of his shoes. In spots, you can see him through his suit. Everybody says, "Lucky Irving, he hasn't got a quarter, but he's got $1 million.
Well, using this philosophy, Oscar, you must have plenty of money.
That's what I can't understand. How did I get so unpopular in one lifetime?
Well, you really should put on another man to handle it, Oscar. You tell me, what have you been doing lately?
I just finished a concert tour down south.
Well, how did you find the south?
It isn't hard to find. I stayed on the train until I came for it.
Well, tell me, haven't you done any concerts in New York recently?
Yes. Last year, I played in Carnegie Hall with Jack Benny. This year, I played there with Toscanini.
From no hair to long hair. Well, what did Arturo say when you finished your concert?
Toscanini took me by the hand and said, "Gates, you're solid. You really sent me."
Toscanini said that, huh? Uh-huh. What was your reaction?
I had the awful feeling that I would never play with Toscanini again.
Well, tell me, Oscar, does Toscanini ever appear in those towns where you give concerts?
No, I think he's afraid to play small towns.
Why?
Toscanini was conducting the Nutley New Jersey Symphony some years ago.
Yeah?
At the first rehearsal, Toscanini said, "Give me more brass, boys."
Give me more brass, boys. What happened?
They threw a cuspidor at him.
Well, look, Oscar, why don't you give up this concert racket? Why should you be a stooge? Oscar, there's only one way to make money today. Open a Broadway show. The theaters are all coining money. Have you tried to get tickets for the Theater Guild show, Oklahoma, yet?
I have tickets for May 1st.
May 1st?
1947.
Ah, you see? Oklahoma is the biggest hit New York has had in years. The song Oklahoma has been adopted by the state as its official song. Oscar, if you could invest a little money in a show like that, you'd make a fortune.
Where can you find a show like Oklahoma, Fred?
I have written one, Oscar.
No kidding. What is your show called?
North Dakota.
The North Dakota, that's an original title.
My show's all original, Oscar. The music is sensational. One scene, just to give you an idea, one scene is a farmhand's ballet. The whole stage is a wheat field. 200 farmhands are going against the grain. In another scene, there are 300 cows on the stage.
With a show like this, you won't need theaters. You can play it in barns.
Why, my show North Dakota will make Oklahoma look like Rhode Island, Oscar.
What is the story of your show, Fred?
Well, as the show starts, instead of having an overture, four bulls come into the orchestra pit. The four bulls... The four bulls look out at the audience and bellow. Then the curtain goes up. It's the county fair on a side street at Fargo. The natives are singing their state song.
North Dakota, where for miles long you can see it clearly.
Where there's no Times Square, just lots of air, and the men you meet are pretty hairy.
North Dakota, there is nothing there but dry and dirt. We know we belong to...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Just a minute. Something here. Yes, Oscar. Something wrong?
Fred, I thought you said your show was original.
Well, it is.
That song is the same as the title song of Oklahoma.
Oscar, this song is North Dakota. Does North Dakota sound anything like Oklahoma? North Dakota is two words.
But it's the same music.
How can it be the same music? I wrote this song myself.
What system did you use? The little steel formula?
Look, Oscar, why worry? This is only the opening number in the show. We can advertise the show to start at 8:30. We can ring up at 8:15. The theater will be empty. Nobody will hear this song.
Why don't you open the show with an intermission? Then you won't have to use the song at all.
Hey, that's a good idea. We'd have our choice, one of the two intermissions. Well, look, let's get on with the show.
What happens next?
Well, the second scene is the Hockenlocker farmhouse in North Dakota. It's winter. Outside, it's 60 below zero. I'm Zeke. I'm just about to ask old man Hockenlocker for his daughter's hand when my sweetheart rushes in and says...
Who? A hired hand forgot to fetch in Bluebell, your prize cow.
Got caught in Bluebell, eh? Mm-hmm. Keepers, what is it?
Down in the lower 40.
Bluebell's a goner, Judy. No living man can potch Bluebell on a night like this.
I'll potch Bluebell for you, Mr. Hoppenhopper.
It's 60 below zero outside, Zeke.
Freezing weather don't bother me none when I'm potching, Mr. Hoppenhopper.
You don't mind the cold? How come?
Here's the reason. For the cold I don't give a hoot, 'cause I'm wearing my new union suit. Yes, I'm wearing my new union suit with the hinge on the back. With my hinge some figure I'm a cutting, down the road you can all see me strutting. Fit me close and keeps me comfy, and there ain't no slack. The cloth's pure wool and the buttons are brown. The seams sure hold it together. The arms roll up and the legs roll down in case there's a change in the weather. It's my itchy little suit with the hinge on the back.
Fred, wait a minute.
Now, Oscar, don't tell me that this song is reminiscent.
Fred, did you hear the song, Surrey with a Fringe on Top?
Surrey with the Fringe on Top?
It's in Oklahoma.
Again with the Oklahoma. What has fringe got to do with my union suit, Oscar?
I wouldn't know. I mean the melody.
The melody. How does this other song you mentioned, how does this Surrey go?
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey.
Chicken, ducks, and geese. That's a barnyard sonata. My song is the saga of a union suit.
But the music.
Look, Oscar, who'll know it? A couple of musicians like you and...
And Rogers and Hammerstein.
And Rogers and Hammerstein.
And their lawyers.
And their... All right, let them sue. You know, it's possible the two brains might have the same idea.
Only it took your brain a year to get warmed up.
But look, Look, Oscar, if you want to pick on my show, why don't you wait until I finish? Now, the next scene is the big wedding. The justice is saying...
Do you, Zeke Allen, take Judy Hockenlocker to be your wife?
I do.
And do you, Judy Hockenlocker...
Hold on, this letter just come for Zeke.
Who's the letter from, Zeke?
It says, Selective Service. Hold on, folks. The wedding's off.
What's the letter say, Zeke? You're pale.
I'll tell you why I'm pale.
His arthritis is bad and his feet hurt. Oh, his tongue's like a motorman's dog. His life isn't gay, but a start for a day. With that old local draft board on looking his way.
Oh, what a miserable morning. Oh, what a horrible day. Instead of getting married, they're putting me in 1A.
Yes, they're putting me in 1A.
Well, Oscar, don't tell me you heard anything like that in Oklahoma.
Fred, this is the worst case of thievery since Hitler took Czechoslovakia.
Now, look, Oscar, you're a songwriter. Confidentially, don't all songwriters, you know, on the side, don't they steal a little from Chopin, Beethoven, and Tchaikovsky?
But those guys are all dead. Oscar Hammerstein and Dick Rogers, who wrote the Oklahoma score, are still living.
Well, at least I'm no ghoul, Oscar.
I think I'll call Oscar Hammerstein now.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, live and let live, will you, Oscar?
How can you bring your show to Broadway?
Well, I'll do what they do in all of those moving pictures. Just before my show finishes, I'll come out on a stage and say, ladies and gentlemen, any resemblance between this music in North Dakota and the music in Oklahoma is purely co-instrumental. And then we go into the big finale. And the natives prance to the national bond dance. And when they make hay, it's really hey, hey!
We say, Mandy Dokes and Nancy Dodd. We're only saying you're doing fine, North Dakota, North Dakota. N-D-N-O-R-T-A, North Dakota.
Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.